It seems curious in a way that absolute pitch is so rare. It is estimated as occurring in less than one person in 10,000. Why don't all of us hear G sharpness as automatically as we see blue or smell a rose? The real question concerning absolute pitch, wrote Diana Deutsch et al. In 2004, is not why some people possess it, but rather why it is not universal. It is as though most people have a syndrome with respect to the labeling of pitches, which is like color anomia, in which the patient can recognize colors and discriminate between them, but cannot associate them with verbal labels. Deutsch speaks here from personal experience as well. As she wrote to me in a recent letter, "My realization that I had absolute pitch and that this was unusual came in the form of a great surprise when I discovered, at age 4, that other people had difficulty naming notes out of context. I still remember vividly my shock at discovering that when I played a note on the piano, others had to see what key was being struck in order to name it. To give you a sense of how strange a lack of absolute pitch appears to those of us who have it, take color naming as an analogy. Suppose you showed someone a red object and asked him to name the color, and suppose he answered, 'I can recognize the color, and I can discriminate it from other colors, but I just can't name it.' Then you juxtaposed a blue object and named its color, and he responded, 'Okay, since the second color is blue, the first one must be red.' I believe that most people would find this process rather bizarre. Yet from the perspective of someone with absolute pitch, this is precisely how most people name pitches. They evaluate the relationship between the pitch to be named and another pitch whose name they already know. When I hear a musical note and identify its pitch, much more happens than simply placing its pitch on a point or in a region along a continuum. Suppose I hear an F sharp sounded on the piano. I obtain a strong sense of familiarity for F sharpness, like the sense one gets when one recognizes a familiar face. The pitch is bundled in with other attributes of the note, its timbre, very importantly, its loudness, and so on. I believe that, at least for some people with absolute pitch, notes are perceived and remembered in a way that is far more concrete than for those who do not possess this faculty. Absolute pitch is of special interest because it exemplifies a whole other realm of perception, of qualia, something which most of us cannot even begin to imagine. Because it is an isolated ability with little inherent connection to musicality or anything else, and because it shows how genes and experience can interact in its production. It has long been clear, anecdotally, that absolute pitch is commoner in musicians than in the general public, and this has been confirmed by large-scale studies. Among musicians, absolute pitch is commoner in those who have had musical training from an early age. But the correlation does not always hold. Many gifted musicians fail to develop absolute pitch, despite intensive early training. It is commoner in certain families. But is this because of a genetic component, or because some families provide a richer musical environment? There is a striking association of absolute pitch with early blindness. Some studies estimate that about 50% of children born blind or blinded in infancy have absolute pitch. One of the most intriguing correlations occurs between absolute pitch and linguistic background. For the past few years, Diana Deutsch and her colleagues have studied such correlations in greater detail, and they observed in a 2006 paper that native speakers of Vietnamese and Mandarin show very precise absolute pitch in reading lists of words. Most of these subjects showed variation of a quarter tone or less. Deutsch et al. Have also showed very dramatic differences in the incidence of absolute pitch in two populations of first-year music students, one at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and the other at the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. For students who had begun musical training between ages 4 and 5, they wrote, Approximately 60% of the Chinese students met the criterion for absolute pitch, while only about 14% of the US non-tone language speakers met the criterion. For those who had begun musical training at age 6 or 7, the numbers in both groups were correspondingly lower, about 55% and 6%. And for students who had begun musical training later still, at age 8 or 9, roughly 42% of the Chinese students met the criterion, while none of the US non-tone language speakers did so. There were no differences between genders in either group.